everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 6:13, Brock Hunter.
All right. Not bad for Monday, I guess.
Will you shut your whore mouth? It's terrible.
Jeez.
Terrible. Anyway, should we get to...
Be careful.
What?
Be careful with your language, you know?
What?
Buddy, you got a child now. You can't be talking like that.
What's wrong with telling you to shut your whore mouth, all right? if you're sitting there flapping your gums like some whore, I mean, I'm going to tell you to shut your whore mouth.
It's so aggressive. What do parents think of you? You would think of you.
What movie is that from when the lady just yells, whore? What movie is that from? You know what I'm talking about? Some old, like, kind of creepy lady, and she just yells, like, whore at the top of her lungs.
It's like an old-timey movie, I think.
I think so, too. If the two people that are listening right now, if you could message me or call me, what movie is that? Where it's just some old, I'm just imagining, like, this scraggly-haired, right? Some scraggly, white-haired woman, and she just yells,
burn her at the stake!
Something like that. Anyway. Enough of that, you dumb whore. Let's get to your WTF of the day for 6 a.m. There we go.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This sounds like something maybe you would do if you were all hopped up on goofballs and whatnot. A California man turned the Las Vegas airport into a real three-ring circus when he plowed his limo through a fence in an attempt to steal a jet to visit some space aliens while wearing a clown mask. That's a lot to unpack right there. Let me tell you about this.
Wait, what?
Matthew Hancock rammed his Lincoln Continental through security while claiming to be, quote, the chosen one and threatening to, quote, blow up the airport. The 36-year-old temporarily brought flights to a stop by speeding around the runways. When police arrived on the scene, Hancock exited his vehicle and told them he needed to take a jet in order to get to Area 51 in Roswell, where the U.S. government allegedly holds aliens. This is all according to this guy, okay? When asked to explain his actions, Hancock said he was acting on instructions from another man who he declined to identify. He's obviously facing two felony charges of making a false threat of terrorism and dispersing a, quote, hoax substance and one count of misdemeanor trespassing.
Dude, people are losing their minds. They're legit just losing it, you know? Dude, I mean, you can only stay in your house for so long. You can only be out of work for so long until you start doing things like ramming through airport security and claiming you got to get the Area 50.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a busy day for this guy, for Matthew, all right? So, yeah. And limo, was he a limo driver? Did he just own a limo? Was he like a fancy Uber guy?
Okay. I'm a limo driver.
Lot of bad drivers out there. So you crash limo into an airport, try and steal a jet. You're wearing a clown mask. High on PCP would be my guess. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do.
Dude, people are already nervous about getting on the flight, you know?
Yeah.
Then you got this clown, no pun intended, flying around in his Lincoln.
You get the people sitting on their planes, is that already anxious, like, all right, you know, we're on here. We got through the long checkpoints and everything. We're good. Mm-hmm. Had to pay an extra baggage fee. That's fine.
What a clown mask doing.
And then you look out the window and you see a limo just doing donuts in the parking lot or in the actual runway. Some guy hops out with a clown mask screaming about aliens. It's going to be a rough start to your trip, all right?
It is. It is. Grandma's going to freak out a little bit.
There's an alien on
it! Get me off this plane.
All right. Anyway. Well, there you go. Busy day for Matthew, and now he won't be as busy and won't be seeing the aliens because he's going to jail. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.